What music do they wake you up to?
It changes.
It's not the Beatles. See, we grew up with the Beatles and
Rockin' Robin. Tweedledee. 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 You remember? Rockin' the treehouse all day long.
Welcome to Beside Lake Meetup. Today we have a unique show and lots of laughs with this alumni trio. Before we get started, be sure to follow us on Instagram and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your pods. Knit one, purl two! Courtney, Tracy, and Melissa, this one's for you. You guys ready to get started?
Let's do it!
We're ready, Rachel, whatever you've got.
Okay, so why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi there, Tracy Miller, Wertheimer, for all of you listening at home. I have been a camper. I was a camper for 6 years. For 6 years, I was a camper. I was a counselor for three. So I was there for a total of eight. No. Oh, my God. Do the math. Get it together. 6 years as a camper, 2 years as a counselor. So that is my story.
Courtney, go ahead.
I am Courtney Annixter, now Golding. Yay. I, too, was a camper for 6 years and a counselor for 2 years. Go Reds. JK, I was also a wife, too.
I'm trying to remember. I'm Melissa Melshanker Ackerman. I was a camper, I think, for 6 years also. Was I? I think.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Confirmed by my friends.
So to start things off, do you guys have any crazy or funny memories from camp?
Many. Many. I'll tell you, Melissa brought some stationary poker. And Melissa had the best stationery ever.
She had a whole ever. Caboodle, and everyone was jealous of her. I mean, mine was from, like, Walgreens. And hers was, like, the most watermelons and all the hearts, and I won it all.
I wanted it. The printing of the stationery was so pristine. I remember it vividly. So that's one of my favorite memories.
So we all wanted to play Melissa and rob her.
My dad used to let me go to the stationery store and I could buy whatever I wanted in 1 minute.
1 minute?
Oh, that's so fun. In 1 minute, get whatever. It's like
maybe five minutes. I don't know. I had a timer. He had very little patience. That's our crazy memories about stationary poker, guys.
That's one of them. You guys keep going. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's keep going.
I think mine had to do more with like Pony Express.
Ooh.
Favorite memories. I mean, let's think about it. Let's do like we got the grilled cheese. That was always fun. We always loved the bagels.
I actually thought our sing songs were great. Rachel, tell us if you still sing. Do you still sing Peter Pan?
I don't think so.
Okay, we're dated here, Rachel. Okay.
Do you sing New York City?
I also don't think so.
Hey, can you bring back our song? It was really a good one. It was to the Toys R Us theme.
It was a good one. In fact, you know, I actually went on our Facebook alumni page because I sing, every night I sing Sesame Street and Ding Dong and Disney to my daughter before she goes to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at, I was looking on our alumni Facebook page, and like one of the first posts, we put together a red and white songbook, and we need to add to it. Do you guys have red and white songbook?
We got to do that.
We got to do that.
Speaking of red and white, what was your favorite way they've announced red and white?
One year they dropped ping pong balls from the sky, and I have to tell you, it's the coolest thing ever. They landed everywhere on camp. And you found your name with your ping pong ball. And I think I was the captain that year.
You were.
a rancher captain, and it was just so, so cool. I mean, that was my favorite.
I agree. I don't even remember how they announced our captain.
Yeah, I kind of can't remember.
So to announce ours, they came in our cabin, and Sandy and Terry had asked us if we all wanted to be captains. And I was like, oh, that would be cool. And, like, some people were like, no, we want it traditional. We want you to pick the captains. And while they were having, like, this whole discussion with us, surrounding, and our senior cabin was cabin 5. So everyone in the camp, they had surround our cabin. And then they sang, what's the captain cheer? Like,
she's a peach.
She's a peach. And that's how they announced the captains for our year. And actually, you're talking to all 3 captains right now.
Really?
I mean, we won the Reds. No big deal. And our plaque is still cool. And it's there. It's the heart plaque. It's still somewhere. I think it's in the lodge or.
Oh, it's in the rec hall.
Oh, it's in the rec hall. It was a really cool year to have that.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys like how they announced it, that the whole camp was, like, in on it?
Yeah, it made it fun, I thought.
Yeah.
Was that your guys' most memorable red and white year?
I gotta tell you, our costumes were pretty damn good, those glitter. In fact, they're still in my bedroom at my parents' house.
I remember one year we were Mother Goose. And we had the longest song, but like, you know how you normally walk in and you repeat the song like 5 times? I think we made through it once for the whole team, or like once or twice. And I think I walked with you, Tracy, and we were just like, oh no, we were baseball. I still like that song, baseball.
Yeah, me too.
That was
me
our too. First year. We walked together during the sing. You asked about our memories. I liked lip syncing for MTV. I forgot to say that, but that was really fun. And do you guys still do MTV, or what would it be called now? I don't even
know. No, MTVs.
Okay.
What were your guys' MTV songs?
Men in Black.
Simply Irresistible. Boys to Men.
Salt and Pepper.
Pop Lenny, the World.
Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Michael Jackson.
I was a horrible dancer. I was more athletic than I was dancer. And so they always, like, put me toward the back. Or I would volunteer to lip sync because I sang Love Shack.
Right.
I wasn't a dancer. I, you know, that just isn't my strong suit.
Mm-hmm.
Capture the Flag was always fun. And obviously, you know.
Yeah, that's fun. They were very, Courtney and Tracy were very athletic, so it was really fun to be on their teams. I was more of the dancer, so I could shake my feet.
She was a dancer. Rachel, do you know that Tracy is famous for somersaulting into the flag? Do not try that now. It's very dangerous. She somersaulted and made it in. Can you believe that?
It's true. Like, literally, dive in and roll. Dive and roll. No, not so much.
No, you can't do that now. Don't try it.
What positions were you guys?
Runner.
I was runner, defense. Flag guard. The older I got, the more I liked being a flag guard. It's a big job. You know, in our year, we had a lot of tough flag. Ashley Goldsmith was our competitor, and man, she was tough to get by.
That was, oh my gosh. She
flag like a hawk, my God. And Jamie Silverman was great.
Ashley Goldsmith was probably the one of the, that was.
All-time career.
1,000%. You know, in fact, we don't do enough kudos to our flag guards. Our flag guards never got enough kudos. Let's just be honest.
Who freed the jail? How did you free that jail?
I feel like another fun memory was, raiding the kitchen before you knew that you actually, like, that was planned.
Oh, now you just ruined it for a whole generation of young kids.
No, we don't actually raid the kitchen anymore. It's like pizza and ice cream.
You don't raid the kitchen?
No.
Don't you want to raid the kitchen?
Yeah. Like, on birthdays, instead of, like, doing kitchen raids, we walk in and there's pizza sitting on the tables for us, and then we get ice cream.
Well, that sounds so easy.
You didn't have to work for it. Must be a sign of the time. I'm kidding, Rachel. It's just different.
And, like, I don't know. Do you guys still, are you allowed to get packages?
No. Like.
That was really fun, too. We used to get packages, like, all the time. That was really
we'll
fun.
Get, like, a birthday package.
Canteen still?
Canteen is still happening.
Town day?
Yes, but not this year because of COVID.
You know, I got to tell you, Town Day was awesome. I miss getting my old Grateful Dead t-shirts. Those were where I got them. And the Bears. The Jerry Bears.
Cellar.
The incense.
Socials.
Oh, socials.
Yeah, those still a big deal. How's the shower situation? Can you believe we survived on three showers?
Three showers?
For the whole camp, honey.
That's crazy.
We had like a minute to wash our hair. And now, as an adult, I take my time in the shower. I've earned that.
We have about 5 minutes in the shower.
Let me tell you something. I loved the breeze when we left under my towel wrap.
I was like, stepping in the swamp.
That feels so clean.
You already showered, stepping in the mud. It was great.
Little air dry. It doesn't hurt anyone.
It would be so muddy, and we'd be running back from a shower, and we'd be like, oh, my God.
What does your age group love?
We love the water, unless it's first period.
Okay. And you have to go to all your activities?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about wearing red, black, and white all day? Should they bring that back?
No.
But it was during the height of the Bulls era, so it wasn't that hard to have those colors.
Truth. I know. I really miss those days.
Rachel, okay. Do you go to camp with a lot of your school friends, or is it mostly?
Only one of my school friends.
So do you like that?
Tracy and I went to school together, but Melissa and I didn't, and that we met from camp.
So speaking of which, how did you guys decide on Maramita?
I had an older sibling, Jamie. Jamie went to camp. And Jamie's just under 3 years older than me. So just by default, it was pretty much of a shoo-in. But I have to tell you, during those days, we had AgWalk, the director of AgWalk came to our house, the director of Birch Knoll, Chippewa, and then Sandy. You know how Sandy is. So that sealed the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy was the best. He made you feel like you were the only camper in camp, but you were with everyone else, and he knew everything about you. And I went to Maramita because of Tracy. We met with Sandy together, and my brothers were down the street at Ojibwa, so it kind of worked out nicely for my parents. So proximity also played a factor.
Yeah.
And Melissa?
I had a crush on a boy that went to Ojibwa. No names to mention because.
Oh my god!
It will.
It's too funny.
It'll come back to haunt me.
Do you want to walk to Ojibwa? Is that still a thing?
Yes, but we don't actually go into Ojibwa.
You can't go in. It's just the whole mystery of just being able to walk there, and maybe you'll see someone on the far field.
We would always like scream at the boys.
Is Pony Express still happen, or is that?
No.
Do you know what that is?
Ojibwa boys, right to, like, Maramita.
And it was, like, really embarrassing, and, like, Sandy would announce your
name. What's a song? Isn't there a song?
Oh, yeah, there is a song. And Melissa got a lot of letters.
No, you're confusing me with Allie Cohen, love.
True.
She was a fast runner, and she got a lot of letters.
I'm trying to think of the song. For those listening at home, I'm sure you're probably like, come on, you know what that song is. This. I can't think of it.
Andrea's taking me off. Here comes the white van with the Pony Express.
We all want letters
today from the boys. That's how it goes. We wait day after
I don't day. Recall that version.
No, before ahead of my time.
That's it. I remember. We wait day after day.
Somewhere over the rainbow, there are boys.
Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, there are boys.
We still sing that one.
Yeah.
Although
What's a popular song?
What are like your favorite songs to sing? Do you still sing like Swimming, Riding?
Mm-hmm, we sing that one. I really like Girl's Pet.
Okay, that's a good one.
I don't know which one that is. What is that?
We got the girls, Pep, and that is all
melody.
We need.
We got the Maramita and her Jeep.
The Maramita beat still around? Has it still got a beat?
Yeah, but not as often.
What about campfires? Are those still fun?
Yeah, we have them every other Friday night after we play Capture the Flag.
You know when you're playing Capture the Flag.
It's every other Friday night.
We had to, like, beg for it. We didn't always get to play it.
Oh, that's sad.
Twice a session.
Yeah, it was like probably four times a summer.
Yeah.
When I think about it.
Were you in for your this past summer?
Cabin 5.
Oh, I love Cabin 5.
That was our senior cabin.
What's your goal cabin? Is there a cabin you want to be in?
I want to be in cabin 8. Because now there's, like, cabin 8, and then there's, like, another half of cabin 8.
Yeah, it's a good gig in there. It's newer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very popular alumni cabin.
Yeah!
Very popular.
That, you know what? I think 12 and 13 are underrated.
Cabin 8 has been cabin 8's been spoken for.
They have good proximity.
Agreed.
I get to see who's coming into camp.
I like 12 and 13 too. I do.
Got a bag to flag.
This is super fun.
How's the laundry situation?
Does it come nicely folded?
How's the stench with the laundry?
No, it comes back in our laundry bags. We have to drag it back to our cabins and fold it.
They don't do that anymore.
Wow.
They used to fold everything. Wow.
Everything for us. You still have to tally everything?
Tally what?
Like write down how many t-shirts you had for that week and...
No!
Oh yeah, we had to do that. Remember that. The little sheet. Four pairs of underwear. Wait, four? Four pairs of underwear? That's all I got back? Where's my underwear?
What are your favorite parts of camp that you most look forward to going back?
Definitely just, like, being with my friends. Like, I have a couple friends from, like, out of state.
Where are they from?
One's from Arizona and one's from Florida.
That's cool.
That's one of the things I love about, our camp experience. And I am incredibly grateful for my relationships, even to this day, of Melissa and Courtney and other girls that were outside, that were growing up in different areas of, you know, wherever they were. So I think that it was a testament to probably a lot of things and how we grew up and where we are today. And I think those things, I don't take any of those things for granted.
On a similar topic, what made you keep coming back each year? Why did you come back as a camper? Why did you finally come back as a counselor?
It was fun.
It's what I look forward to, the way for us to be free, to have a constant sleepover with all of our friends and do all of our activities and sing and dance. And everyone likes to be part of something. And I think we all felt that we are part of something.
And it teaches you life skills that you don't realize while you're learning. It's teamwork. It's working with other people. It's, you know, camaraderie and, you know, independence from your parents because you're kind of learning how to live sort of on your own. Like your cabin is your first roommate. So like when you go to college or, you know, that when you move forward in life, you know, you'll always look back on your camp experience as one of those like identifiers that help form you as an adult.
Yes.
Melissa, anything to add?
I agree with them.
To your friends.
I agree. And I think that it also just like the routine of it all made it it was just, I think that you have a lot of monotony of the school year. And even if you enjoy your extracurriculars and everything, camp just was a way to let loose and just know that you had, you know, it let your body and your mind just be free during the, you know, during the summer.
Well, I think that's a good way to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having us, Rachel. You're adorable. Enjoy all your time. We're so jealous of you. Have the best summer ever. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you, Rachel. So fun.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Mita, DM us on Instagram at Beside Lake Mita or email us at BesideLakeMita@gmail.com. Until we meet again.